Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another rousing episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut shaming podcast.
Oh,
I'm Corinne.
Shit. I'm Christina. Hi, you guys.
Hope everyone had a lovely Valentine's Day.
Speaking of lovely Valentine's Day, I had the best sex I have ever had in my whole fucking life on Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Dude, okay.
It's not just a Hallmark holiday anymore.
I don't know if you've ever discovered something that you've never done in bed and then you get it done to you and you're like, this is my favorite thing that I want to do every day all the time.
Yeah.
Getting tied up. Yo.
You have never gotten tied up before?
No.
Are you serious?
I've there's been hitting, there's been pushing, there's been like handcuffs.
Holy shit.
Handcuffs. No, but I'm talking about every corner of the bed.
Yeah.
No, it's just it's a 101 kink, I guess. I don't know.
Say this was like Corinne 101.
It's not crazy to me either. It just never happened.
In your whole life with anybody?
No, I just say it's because, I mean, of course, Steven has like restraints, but I've never dated anybody who's like, yeah, go. I've never dated like a Christian Grey. I haven't seen the movie, so we're not commenting on it.
That's
sorry, guys.
That's like my favorite thing.
Well, I didn't know that was your favorite thing.
Yeah. God, yes. Yes. Well,
Have you ever talked about it?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much a given.
Getting tied up is like the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost came while he was tying me up and no one was touching
me. Yeah, it's amazing.
So we had these restraints that go under the boards because we don't have bedposts. And there was black rope and then they have black leather, it's like a mini belt to go around. So I was like, not like Jesus on the cross, because I was going to say like Jesus on the cross.
Yeah, no,
I thought it would be
amazing.
Funny to compare that. But my legs were spread. I was an X.
I
was starfishing. Holy fucking shit. And then we had a blindfold, a really fancy, expensive one that he had for props because he used to direct music videos. And we dug him out one day when we were cleaning our loft upstairs. And I was like, let's put that aside. And then we decided, let's use that on Valentine's Day because our roommate was gone for the weekend. So we had the whole apartment.
The best,
and
she's
been here for the past couple weekends. So, you know, you want to be respectful. You want to save the loud, crazy sex for when she's gone, you know?
Right.
I have not come that hard in my entire life.
Because it's the anticipation.
And you know what was funny?
The restraint, you can't do anything.
I know.
It's amazing.
And I was blindfolded to the point where the blindfold had this wool underneath it and then it was leather on top. So you really couldn't see a damn thing.
Well, that's why. Because it's taking away that one sense. So then all your other senses are intensified.
God. And you can't move. But it's so funny because I talk about on the podcast a lot how I like watching porn with a boyfriend because I like watching him get turned on by something else that's not me and that turns me on. I kind of maybe sound vanilla to other people, but I'm like, ooh, this is so dirty.
No, it's fine.
But it has to be but in an ideal world, they want to do it too and they're excited and they find the porn that we're going to watch. The guy finds the porn that we're going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off there. I was like, I want to watch porn. He's like, okay. And then we had all the restraints and stuff ready to go, but I wanted to watch porn first. I also like getting turned on before anyone gets touched, but doing it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That always makes your orgasm 1,000 times better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find porn and I'm like, just pick something you like. And he's like, this one sucks. This one sucks. And we hardly watched anything of it. Cause then he started making fun of it and like, oh, I bet that girl is real.
Well,
I'm like,
also has a very specific taste in arts. Only the best.
Right.
Only the best.
But I said, I was like, dude, find something that you would jerk off to. Cause you jerk off.
Okay.
When you
work,
you jerk off to porn.
Right.
And I know that. And everyone does.
Right.
So when you are alone, pretend you're alone.
Yeah.
Find something you want to jerk off to. And then he goes, it was really sweet. He goes, but if I have you next to me, I'd so much rather have sex with you than just jerk off to porn. And I was like, oh my God, he likes me for me. And it just, but that's not really what I said. But I was so,
you for me.
I know. Not because. I know that I was saying I want him to get turned on by other people, but the fact that he was just turned on by me, I was like, well, gosh darn it, you little romantic.
Well, it's always good.
Tie me the fuck up.
When your boyfriend is turned on by you, that's always a plus.
Totally. But I don't know what in my head or what's happening before, why I like it. I guess it's not really important, but why does it turn me on that my boyfriend gets turned on by other people? I don't know. Maybe it's because I was cheated. Because when I dated Darren, we had him on the podcast.
Right.
And the whole porn thing, I lost my shit when I found porn on his computer. I was 17 or 18 years old.
You're also younger, and I feel like that's something you have to mature to to get into.
But I would talk to my friends about it, and they were like, it's just porn, dude. Fucking get over it. Yeah. And they were ultimately right. But what ended up happening in that relationship was I was so like jealous about his porn watching.
Yeah.
But then at the end of our relationship, we ended up watching porn together, and it was the hottest thing in the world. So it's like this thing that
it's a bad thing.
I turn it into something that's naughty, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that's where that came from. But we watched porn, wasn't working. So I was like, all right, just fucking tie me up. Let's just move on to that.
And I like that you planned it.
Well, yeah, because I thought I like getting turned on without any touching first.
Yeah.
That always makes the sex 1,000 times better.
Mm-hmm. And I hate when people dive in right into the vagina.
Oh,
so annoying.
Don't ever. Unless you like had an evening of debauchery and you're both so turned on by each other, then that makes sense. But no woman wants her vagina pounded when it's dry as a desert.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna work.
No one wants that.
So he starts tying me up, and it takes a second because I lit candles because it's Valentine's Day. And that's what you do.
That's what you fucking do.
And I wanted to like look, have the best lighting for me. You know what I'm saying? And while he's tying me up, it takes like 10 minutes to tie me all up. And I'm freaking out. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, this is the best. I was
Were
so
Were you saying
done.
It like that? Like, rick, rick, rick.
Rick, 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 rick. I want my ears pierced. Can you catch my pussy? Oh, God. Ew, no.
You ruined it.
It was an SNL
Every
sketch.
Every time is not a voice time.
I know.
That's your motto.
I didn't do that.
Very glad you didn't.
No, it was very sexy what I was doing.
Okay.
Because I wasn't trying to be sexy. It was just the voice that came out of my mouth.
Just your regular Christina voice.
It was me reacting to being so turned on that I couldn't contain myself.
Yes.
And then it was the best sex ever. And it's so nice to know that you can be with someone. I'll be with Steven in 4 years, March.
Mm-hmm.
That you can be with somebody, and I'm around him all the time. We live together, so I'm always seeing. I'm not tired of him. I really am not sick and tired. I really love and respect him, and I'm turned on by him. And it's so nice to know that you can make these like little simple discoveries in your sex life.
Oh, yeah.
And have it be I didn't know. I kind of assumed, you meet somebody, you get married, and then you're bored forever and you don't talk about it. I don't know why that's what I always thought a marriage was when I was little.
Well, I mean, it's only been 4 years.
I know.
It's not 20.
But I could never, it always terrifies. The idea of being together forever kind of is a little terrifying.
But you also are very romantic. I'm so fucking surprised that you've never been tied up before.
I know. I've slapped people around.
Yeah,
I've been
more knowing Steven. I thought he would have whipped that out ages ago.
No. Well, when we first had sex for the first time, like I react so strongly when I come, like I shake a little bit.
Yeah,
and
me too.
When I was first with him, it was like, I was like a fawn that just got hit by a car. Like it was like
intense.
I fucking
cry sometimes.
Yeah.
But not like sad cry.
I had a panic attack, I think, the first time we had sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was weird. But because I came really hard.
Write that on his Lulu.
Here lies Steven. When he first had sex with Christina, she had a panic attack.
Rating 10, he made me have a panic attack.
So that was really fun.
Great.
And I just want to talk about, dear Steven, thanks for that night.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Me and the 43-year-old did that. It was great. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
But I mean, I've been doing that since my first boyfriend. He used to, he was rich, and in his mansion, he had these things that he tied his glorious curtains up with, and he took them from his house and used to tie me up in my dorm room.
Oh,
it was great.
That's fine.
That's the
problem. DIY, baby.
That's the problem. I went through everything with my first boyfriend, and then I had nothing else to go, and then I was bored.
Oh, see, I started out very basic, I think, like most people do. It's just like,
I started out too spectacularly, and I had nowhere to go but down. And down I have gone. Down.
Is there something kinky that you really want to do that you haven't done yet?
I don't know. I feel like I would like to do something with another woman involved, but not a threesome, more like a, we make the third person feel like shit.
You are so sadistic. Of course that turns you on. Of course that turns you on.
Like someone who I just have no respect for as a human who really wants to fuck my boyfriend. This was something I discussed with old man Rever, the 43-year-old who's now 44.
Happy birthday.
We just kind of, I mean, that was in October, but yeah, we kind of, there was this girl who was really into him and we just kind of wanted to like use her as our sex object. And I thought that was kind of cool because it can't be someone
sub, like,
I don't want it to be anyone who I think is awesome, because then what if he thinks she's awesome?
Yeah. Ugh, that's, then he's like, oh, see you, Corinne.
Because, I mean, I'm self-confident, but I'm not stupid where I'm just going to be like, oh, here, let me introduce you to this awesome hot person.
It's Kate Upton. I don't know if you heard of her.
Yeah.
We should all fuck.
That's just
and
a
then
dumb
come to
fuck
me afterwards.
Idea.
Yeah.
There's confidence, and then there's being a stupid fuck.
Yeah, I get that.
Those are two different things. You know.
You gotta take a step back and be logical.
Everything is strategic, especially when dealing with men, when they can fall in love like crossing the street. So let's not be dumb about stuff.
Right.
But yeah, well, I'm really happy. That's exciting. Because I thought you were going to drop some like, because you kept talking about it all. But you're like, I can't wait
it
to
was,
tell you.
That's how good it was.
And I thought it was going to be something real weird.
No. Was, he bought anal like, beads, but we didn't use them yet.
Oh, those are good. Well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Oh, we're in Illinois tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
I didn't say
hey,
that
we're in Illinois.
Hey, are you in Illinois? Are you in Nokomis, Illinois? We're performing tonight at Bernardini's.
Bernardini's? You're so not Italian.
Bernardini's.
Bernardini's.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, 116 West Front Street, Nokomis, Illinois. Tickets are $8.
I can only imagine what rural Illinois' Italian looks like.
Hey, you want a piece of pizza?
They take a slice of Wonder Bread and shake Parmesan cheese on it.
Put a meatball on it if it makes you happy. I don't give a shit. It's a $2 extra.
No, I'm seriously excited. I'm making fun of your Italian restaurant, but I'm excited to be there.
And it's going to be drag.
Did we make it?
I don't
know.
It's going to be comedy. Hopefully we're there.
Hopefully you're listening to this and we're there.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, listen to us in person too. And then tomorrow, February 21st at 9 p.m., we're going to be at a Cafe Brio in Decatur, Illinois, 2880 North Oakland Avenue. Tickets are $5. And this is on our social media stuff too. And then Sunday, 22nd, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. We're in it for the long haul. Chester Street Dance Club in Champaign, Illinois, 63 East Chester Street. Get your tickets. Come see us. Let's see some drags. Let's see some comedies. Let's get fucked up.
Oh my God. And then do you have any personal dates coming up? Sorry, I didn't prep you for this.
Oh, well, you're going to talk about it.
Yeah, later.
Whatever. I'll announce it later. I don't have my calendar up.
And then on Tuesday, March 3rd, is the big Los Angeles show that Christina and I are co-producing, hosting, starring, doing dances.
It's all us, baby.
It's our notorious Sorry About Last Night show that we used to do in Brooklyn all the time, and in Manhattan sometimes, at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. We're going to be joined by past guests John Campanelli, as well as Joe DeRosa, and that is at 8 p.m. It's $5.50 if you buy the ticket online. It's on the Comedy Store website, $8 at the door. I did confirm it is 21 and up.
Okay.
And it's a 2-drink minimum.
Okay.
But we tried to keep, we can't control the drinks, but we tried to keep the cost as low as possible because we really want you guys to be able to come and join us. It's going to be really fun. That's the fucking show to come
we're
to,
really
guys.
We're really excited.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're just gonna read one fucker email and then get to our guest, guys. The subject line is "I love you guys." Thank you so much. Okay. So, hi guys. My name is S. I'm 15 years old and I live in America. Okay. I absolutely love this podcast. It's so empowering for women. Both of you are such idols for me. Well, watch out how you use that word. Just how strong and confident you guys are is such a goal I have set for myself. So I'm trying to save myself for marriage, not just because of my religion, Muslim, but because sex is such an intimate part of one's life. How do you guys feel about this? Also, when you brought on your friend who had married a Muslim woman, I want to clarify that not all Muslim women and families are like that. That women just sound like a complete bitch, and I just want to let you guys and everyone else know that. Well, it's always good to make a bitch announcement.
Bitch alert, bitch alert. We also, she wasn't present. So we only heard one side of the story.
Yeah, exactly. And I
don't think she was a bitch. I think that,
weren't meant to be together.
It wasn't compatible.
Yeah. The women who married your friend doesn't represent Muslim women or their families. And obviously it wasn't an anti-Muslim thing. I think it was just like they were coming from very different backgrounds and it just didn't work together.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was wondering if you can have someone on the podcast who is trying to save themselves from marriage and just talk about their life. I love you guys and hopefully you keep up the podcast forever. It's just so amazing. Well, thank you so much for writing S. We definitely should have someone who was saving themselves from marriage. We don't know anyone because we don't hang in those circles, but we will find someone.
Stephen dated a girl who was saving herself from marriage.
Well, and we can find her.
They had anal counts though, right?
Yes, unless you're Britney Spears.
But it didn't for that. Like a lot of people that I've heard of, people telling
stories.
Yeah,
it's like getting around people. It's like when Orthodox Jews create bacon things. Look, it's like, okay, you're kind of eating bacon.
Do what you want to do, what exactly. You are comfortable with your own body. That being said, if someone was like, Christina, what is your opinion on saving yourself for marriage? I don't think it's a good idea.
Agreed.
Because everyone's too much of a pussy to put an emphasis and an importance on sexual compatibility in a relationship. There is not, I just watched the movie Secretary. Have you ever watched The Secretary?
Watched Secretary? It's
one of
my
the greatest.
Fucking life.
Oh, it's so
have
hot.
I watched Secretary?
It's so
yes.
Hot. So if anybody's watched that, you know, the boyfriend that Maggie Gyllenhaal was with, they ended up having sex and it was all, I was depressed watching them. And then she ends up with her boss who they had like great kinky explorative sex. And I feel like I see that, or I hear about this a lot where people get married and no one wants to admit that sexual compatibility is an important thing.
Uh-huh.
It'll make your marriage last.
If
it's
I had
important.
A nickel for every time I really liked somebody and I had sex with them that I was really looking forward to and it did not at all live up to my expectations and then there was no way to salvage it, I would have like 50 cents.
Yes. And I know the person writing us is only 15. So I'm hoping that you're, I don't know. I mean, obviously you haven't had sex yet. You're saving yourself from
and
marriage.
That's a very huge long-term decision
very
to make
young.
At 15.
Exactly. But you might stick with it. You might not. It's up to you, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay. I just want to make the point of it's okay to put importance on sexual compatibility.
Yeah. And
because
also,
it's important.
And I mean, there's a lot of religions that talk about saving yourself for marriage. And I mean,
I think that is a controlling bullshit thing because the chick has to be pure, but the guy doesn't have to.
Well, no, I mean, both parties are supposed to be pure.
Well, yeah, but with
the dressing is only for the women. But as far as purity, they're most religions,
but
it's everyone.
So many fucking dads give their daughters purity rings. No one gives their son a purity ring.
Yeah. No, because no one like flashes it around. But you hit the nail on the head when you said control. And I'm not to shit on
no one should control
this
your
is
vagina.
Not shitting on the Muslim religion. This is shitting on all religions, just to be clear.
This is
and whether or not God exists, that is certainly up for debate. But I don't think there's any debate.
It certainly is.
I don't think there's any debate that religion is a tactic to control people. And you guys can email me at fucking sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. And I really stand by that. But I think it's 2015. Let's be very honest. It is a control tactic.
To play devil's advocate, I have seen religion be a great thing for people.
No, it's
mostly though.
Yeah.
I haven't because it's something that, well, I'm not gonna, like, everybody who thinks gay marriage shouldn't be legal, they fucking reference the Bible, most of them, and I want to take a Bible and hit them in the skull with
it.
That
would be so fun.
It drives me up a fucking wall and I'm like, how can you reference this book? And that's why you don't think that people who are in love should live their lives and get married and have health insurance and have all of the legal benefits that come with marriage as well as social benefits that come with marriage if they want that.
Right.
It fucking blows my mind.
Right. And you're right. And of course, religion has got people through many of the tough time.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's the only thing that you have in a time of weakness when you have nothing else.
But the thing is, you are enough for you.
Yeah.
You can talk yourself through and be positive. And
religion can be an amazing asset to your life, but it shouldn't be, there should still be some you in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if that makes sense.
So, I encourage anybody to think a little bit and make sure that's what they want. They want to save themselves for marriage.
Yeah.
And also to know that if sexual, I don't know, everyone has different rules. It's like, well, we could, you know, have orgasms in another way that don't include intercourse because that's also possible.
Right. I mean, that's just so silly. And then it's just kind of like, it looks like, what are we really even doing here? If you're sticking a finger in your vagina. Like,
and then I want to know, you know what I want to, I really, you know what? That girl is a, that's a great idea. I would love to have someone who saved themselves, because it's like, that sex better be fucking mind blowing.
Yeah.
If you waited all this time.
Well, it's not going to be, because you're, anytime you wait that long and you look forward to something that much, I mean, it's just not.
Which is why I'm surprised that Valentine's Day sex is very good. I did set it up well. But this is like a lifetime of saving yourself.
That's, yeah, that's different. And I mean, and if you, if any of the reason that you're not having sex is because you think you would be less of a person, that you would give less to your future husband, that you, that your love would be any less special with this future husband or wife, I don't know, then that is completely incorrect, and that's not the reason. But if you just just want to only have sex with one person, and that's just something that you've been looking forward to in your life,
do it. But just know
why you're doing it.
It's okay to place an importance on sexual compatibility.
Yeah.
Just please, boys and girls.
It is really important.
Just know that. Right. Oh, our guest this week.
He's a firecracker.
Oh, he is a lovely gent. You know him from Saturday Night Live.
The Weekend Update Desk.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Che.
Drop the bass, main the bass, get lower. Radio say speed it up, I just go slower. Highlight treble, puffing on the mids. The man ain't ever seen the booty like this.
I'm a little out of it.
Oh, God. Are you high? Are you hungover?
I'm super, super hungover. I woke up about an hour ago.
Wow.
Well, maybe an hour and a half.
What'd you
ago.
Do last night?
Prince alcohol. Still in town?
Yeah, no, I was drinking and we was hanging out. We did Chappelle's Show thing.
Oh, sick.
At Gramercy, and then there was an after party. And then I was hanging out. And then I went to bed.
Are we recording this?
Fascinating. Yeah,
no, oh. I press record.
I would have been funnier, sorry, and also paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. These headphones are for people with tiny heads.
Well, you can adjust them.
No, do you want to take your coat off or
sit a while, Trey?
We're gonna be here for a little while.
I gotta sit like this. Like, I'm like forward because the mic. I don't want to bring the mic. I don't know what's going on right now.
It's okay.
Are you
still drunk?
No, yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, hair of the dog. I got beer in the fridge. If you,
I'm very, very afraid of that. I think I'm gonna quit drinking.
Why? No, hair of the dog is actually the best. I'm scared of it too a lot, but it always makes you feel better. But you have to kind of get to the point of the day when you don't feel like you're gonna vomit it back up.
Oh yeah, I mean that's
This is such a sad conversation.
I've done that before. I've done that once. Wait, are you gonna quit drinking? You're just like, I should. And then you're
no, I think I am.
Why?
I drink too much.
How much do you drink?
Like every day.
Yeah. Well, like,
I'm drunk every day.
Okay, that's not good.
Have you? Is there something you want to talk about?
I don't know what it is.
Has it always been this way?
Since I was 13.
No, I think it's recently because like I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in your apartment.
Guess
I'll drink.
We don't know what you mean. Please elaborate.
We have roommates.
You live alone and, you know, you're just in the house. And I have all this liquor in my house. I just have tons and tons of liquor in my house. And I don't like drinking alone. So I'll just go to the bar and drink. Well, you go to the bar and drink. And then you're around people. And then you see people. And you get to know the bartenders. And they keep giving you shots.
They give you free shit.
And someone says, oh, shit, I know you. Can I say shit?
Yeah. Oh,
it's called Guys We Fucked.
Are you serious right now?
You know it's called Guys We Fucked, right?
We are saying on the record we did not fuck Michael Che, but I'm just, it's, we talk about sex.
All right, so.
He looked really bothered by the fact that someone might think we had sex.
I think we skipped a step. But, so you go to the bar and then you drink and then you get drunk and then you go home, it's 4 a.m.
You know, life.
That's
true. Well, the other thing is though, you're always at events and then the events have after parties.
Oh, God,
you
gotta that's go. True.
Because cool people are there that you wanna hang out with.
The events
and the drinks are free.
The events aren't the problem. It's the drinking.
It's free after. Drinks.
It's Michael. Yeah,
it's all about liquor me. That you drink in your apartment.
Yeah, my dad was an addict and
I don't know. There we go. Okay.
What the fuck's that?
No, because that stuff works in the him? Family. No, huh? I'm serious. At addiction, that's totally hereditary.
No.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. No, yes, it is. It runs in your family. A lot of people don't drink or don't do drugs if their parents were an addict. Absolutely. It is hereditary. And it's also just
hereditary.
Or do you think that's an excuse?
And it's also the hereditary. Kind of environment that you grow up in and the kind of behavior you see.
I think most people who drink a lot will be addicted if they, because it's great.
Yeah, because it's fun.
It's
yeah.
really
it
fun.
It feels really good. It's like saying you're,
well, you know, at the time, and then the next day it feels horrendous.
Then it feels horrendous, but the only way to get back is when you say, have another beer.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I feel better again.
But it's, you ever do that thing where you drink a glass of water in between and you wake up,
Christina,
feeling
you're
good?
The only one who does that.
It works.
And that's why you're never drunk. You're never drunk and you spend $80,000 exactly. at the bar.
But it works. I don't spend $80,000.
But it was,
you have
the
to
point
buy so much more, though.
Getting fucked up.
Yeah, but I don't usually eat a ton before I go. If I'm going to have a night out, I don't want to eat like a whole Thai dinner.
That's another thing. I don't eat till,
what's
like
the point?
10 p.m.
Well, you eat so then you don't get wasted.
I got to eat something, but then I usually
you
do
eat
water
a salad
in between.
It's bad. Well, I mean, and also I feel like as people get to know you more, you'll get more free drinks. And I mean, that's the Chris Farley story in the SNL book, how people were just kept buying him drinks and he wanted to be known as the fun guy. It's hard when you're a comic. You want to be the fun, crazy, energetic person. You don't want to be the guy who's like, I don't drink. Like, no one wants
to be like, pussy.
No, yeah, no one wants to meet their favorite comedian and have them drinking a water.
I usually don't have that problem. More of a curmudgeon. So I brood in the back of the bar.
You don't
mumbling,
like,
you're not better than me. To myself.
To yourself. You don't like to revel in your celebrity?
No. What the,
no, I kind of
thing that exists. That's not a thing.
Yeah, get comfortable.
Michael
take
just
it
likes to raise his status
realize,
about
why
how
did you,
he's not different.
Turn the heat on.
I didn't turn the heat. I can't control.
Oh,
I can control the air conditioning.
Is this some kind of
are you hot
trap that I can't take my?
No, we just want to get you naked.
No,
we figured if we make it really hot, you'll take your coat off.
All right,
and then eventually your sweatshirt.
Well,
and eventually your underwear.
Well done, kids.
Thank
so
you.
What? What is the next questions?
Is it hard? Do you score a lot of pussy?
Do I score a lot of pussy? Yeah. I try not to.
I feel like
you try.
It's not a priority for you.
I try not to.
I sense that it's not a priority for you.
It's a thing. Well, it's after a while. I had a nice little period where, like, I just got out of a relationship like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were together for like 8 years,
oh, wow.
7 years, something like that. We lived together. It was a big thing, and we were breaking up for about 3 years. We were miserable. Yeah. I caught her cheating like 5 different times.
Aww.
I cheated a lot, but she never caught me.
So it never happened.
Undefeated. But it's one of those things that if you like...
Just so everybody
just
knows,
he
waves his
hands in the air like a champion.
Like he won a marathon.
No, well, I mean, that's a good feeling when you've never been caught and you caught someone.
You know what's a better feeling? Just not cheating because you're in love.
Well, you know what's a better feeling? Being in a satisfying relationship that you don't want to cheat on.
Or just
Is
being
that
open
happened?
That
we
you
can
can't
all...
be in one just with one penis or vagina forever, because that's weird.
Yeah.
You mean like an open relationship?
Yeah.
No.
That's what do you mean
thing.
No?
That's not a thing.
He's like cheating.
You were basically
yes.
in one behind her back.
Yeah.
You know what the thing was with that? You were both in an open relationship. We didn't discuss it. So now it's labeled cheating and everyone's getting pissed.
It just hadn't been talked about. No.
So it's like I'm going to get mad at you and do a mature thing.
Have you ever been in an open relationship?
I have.
Yeah?
Yes.
And it was miserable, right?
No, not at all. One worked out poorly, but that's because the other person wasn't on board. One worked out great.
Well, so that's not... Wait, how are they not on board?
They said they were and they got jealous.
Exactly. They never thought... I was the first to act on it. And then he was like, oh, just kidding. Like,
yeah,
he was
like
not,
when you actually did it, he was pissed.
Yikes.
Do you get a lot of pussy?
No.
Why not? What's your problem?
I'm always drunk.
Yeah, right? So I would think you don't, when you get drunk, you're not like, oh, I'm going to pick up this chick.
No, when I'm
no,
I'm
like you said,
oh.
He's a curmudgeon.
Yeah, I'm a curmudgeon.
But I saw you at that one party that I shouldn't have been at. And then fucking Colin, remember when you were like, I'm going to bed. And then I walked in and you were there.
Oh, shit. Wait, don't tell the story that way. That's not what happened. This is the
you
thing
You said
that
you
happened.
Were going to bed.
I was going to bed. I was at a bar across the street from my house.
Like you usually do.
And I was going to just go there and drink and you know, watch SportsCenter on mute. And I keep getting text messages.
You seem like a fucking life of the party.
Oh, man. I'm a big bore. And
so glad we chose not to talk to you for an hour.
Bore. Oh, yeah. You're going to wait till 45 minutes into this.
It's
going
to be the lowest rated interview on Guys We Fucked.
It should be. This is not, I haven't fucked any guys. So I was just texting and somebody texted me. I think Colin texted me and then Michael Bryan texted me and then a bunch of people texted me like, we're going to this party. So I was like,
these are all SNL people for the listeners who have no idea what's going on.
I'm going to go to this bar and I can't say the name of the bar because we'll probably go back there again. Mm-hmm. And then you were there and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to text you.
Well, no, I thought it was going to be an after.
It wasn't after.
that was tiny. I thought it was, that seemed like a private call and was like, hey guys, let's meet at the cool place. And I walked in and I'm like, oh, I feel like an asshole.
See, this is the thing about the after that people may not know.
Again, the SNL after party, because this is just a private conversation.
We have an after party at SNL after every show.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's there. The host is there and everybody's there. But then we have an after party.
Yeah. Where shit gets real.
Those are fun.
And you meet the lead singer of Ionia.
That usually goes until about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, it's one of those things where it's always private. It's just like
we need a password location.
So sometimes there's 3 of them happening. Sometimes there's 1 happening. Sometimes none is happening.
Secret world. I didn't know that.
So the after party is where are we going after this bullshit? Because the after party still work for us.
Yeah.
We're still entertaining our guests from out of town.
I've been to a couple before, and they seem tame.
Yeah,
too tame, and everyone's too on their toes, and
everybody's
they're looking around
at their table.
Not enough drug use anymore. Like SNL 40 guys, what happened?
But there used to be a phone number.
I'm getting
when I interned, there was a phone number you call because interns weren't allowed to go to the after party because one year someone slept with the host, and everyone's like, "No, we're interns at the after party."
Yeah, I think that happened a couple years.
So obviously it's the intern's fault. But you would call a phone number, and they would say the location is, the password is.
No, now we just talk to each other because we don't trust phones anymore. We're like gangsters. Shit, there's people up there.
Yeah, we're in a basement. Wait, what were you gonna say about drugs?
I just smoke weed now.
Now?
Yeah, I didn't really like to smoke weed because I don't smoke and I'm afraid of drugs. But now I've been smoking a lot of weed.
You're like an old Jewish man.
I'm from Lower East Side.
Really?
So I guess
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm a Hasidic black dude.
Yeah.
Where are your curls?
My
curls?
You
had to cut them off for the show.
I got curls all over the place.
So let's start from the beginning with Michael Che.
I thought we were at the middle by now.
Well, exactly. Well, we're doing a memento style. We're going to backtrack a little bit. We want to know, how did you get to be the Michael Che you are today? So,
what does that mean?
We're going to
want to talk about your sexual
dive
career.
Into it. Exactly.
My sexual career?
Yeah. You want to talk about your penis.
So how are you raised?
I don't have a big penis. Sexual
who
career.
Who were you raised by?
Who was I raised by?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was raised by my mother.
Okay. Single parent household?
My mother was single. Well, my parents were together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They were married. They had 5 kids together.
Okay.
And my mother had 2 kids from a previous marriage. So 7 of us all together. And by the time I was born, I was the last one. My parents were separated.
Mm.
And my mother was single for about, I guess, 8 years of my life. And then she remarried. And
did you live with that man?
Yeah, I lived there.
Did your mom give you when you got older, she give you a sex talk?
Never.
Really?
I've had sex talks. I got 4 older brothers, so.
Oh.
I had sex talks at 5, 4 years old.
Were they correct? So I feel like sometimes they're very inaccurate when they come from other kids.
Some of it was good stuff. Some of it was really bad.
Was it like, yo,
do you remember?
If you do it up the butt, she'll get pregnant.
No, it wasn't nothing like that. I remember the one advice I got from my brother was, if you have sex with a girl, you dig in your ear, take a little earwax out, and you stick your finger inside of her. And if it burns, she has an STD. Oh.
I mean, that's like more like how to get foam off a beer.
Did
you believe it at the time?
Up
how
until about
of course.
24 years old, yeah.
Whoa.
Until like Wikipedia.
How many
came
women
out
did you
I
do
I never
that?
Did it. I didn't care. I used condoms. But I found out that that's not true.
It's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, that's not
or
true.
An older Michael Che's brother tale.
That's a lie tale.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that they would tell. They always told me when you go see a girl, and this is actually kind of true. You see a girl, always look at their nails. And their, what is it? Yeah, nails is one.
Why?
There's certain
dirty?
Things you look, yeah. If
my nails
she got,
are always dirty.
If she's got dirty nails.
Mine are always clean.
Careful.
Fuck. I gotta get a fucking nail brush. You gotta keep your nails clean. I know. It is a gross thing.
How do
but
your
makeup,
nails get dirty?
Makeup.
Oh, but you don't wash your hands.
I do.
After?
I wash my hands and it doesn't clean it.
Uh-oh.
I know.
And I liked you too.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
Guess we're set together, Che.
You were going to be my Sunday boyfriend.
You know,
if
that's going to be a combative relationship.
Yeah, I feel like there's like some kind of strange tension.
And fuck.
But I don't even think it's like fuck. A sexual tension. I think it's just an angry tension.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you say dumb shit and I don't let you slide.
See? You see that? You see where it came like immediately?
Well, I mean, because you're like trying to, I mean,
maybe if you weren't so stupid, I wouldn't have to tell you how I felt.
Exactly.
But like, what like dumb shit do I say?
No, I mean, just sometimes, I mean, like, I feel like we're friends, and on Facebook, if you say something and there's an open conversation or an open forum, I'm not going to just be like, oh, that's shit, he's untouchable. I'm going to be like, that was some dumb shit you said.
Like what?
Well, I mean, the whole catcalling thing, I mean, we're going to get into this for the 18,000th time, but I mean... That was
Wait, we never talked about this.
We talked about it on Facebook. And I mean, no, I mean, like, the media has written so many articles about your infamous catcalling statements.
You guys
aren't
media. You guys are comedians.
We're not. Well, yeah. And beyond that, I feel like I know you on a personal level. So that's why I felt comfortable saying it. I mean, it didn't make
me. I honestly don't remember what you said.
You guys fought in the thread.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't crazy.
We did.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because
I thought it was funny.
You weren't
like
responding to anyone, but you were responding to me. And I was like, okay, this is great.
What did I really don't remember what
I don't remember what I said specifically either, but I was just like, oh, come on. Like,
you were compared. Well, you know, you said you compared the getting famous, people coming up to you getting famous to
that's what you said.
Smile.
Yeah, I remember that, but right. I don't remember what we went at it for.
I mean, obviously, I disagreed. I don't remember exactly what I said, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I disagreed too with me.
I mean, I feel
isn't
like,
that what a joke is, though?
No, well, I mean,
when you say something
that
funny
contradicts.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that was my problem with it, that it wasn't funny enough for me to know it was a joke.
I think everyone was more offended that it wasn't funny.
That's what I was more offended.
Was it? Oh, that's what it was, that you were offended it wasn't
Listen,
funny?
I make jokes about things I don't, you're absolutely right. I make things about, topics that I don't agree with. Like, I made a joke on the Grammys about that a woman just deserved to get slapped in the face because she was annoying. Obviously, no one should be slapping anyone in the face, but it was funny because it was so over the top.
Wait a minute.
So I disagreed
that's
with myself in a joke. Yeah, the way I put it on Twitter was pretty funny. My Twitter's pretty funny. Maybe you should sign back on and follow me.
But mine wasn't.
I'm not saying
that,
yours wasn't.
I don't think.
Oh God, stop being such a comedian. Have some self-confidence.
Oh no, I have tons of confidence.
I know.
That's my one big problem.
I don't
you have
think
too
that's
much
a problem. I
believe,
think that's good.
I believe in myself.
But
that's good.
Then why? I think that's.
But you're not cocky. It's
a
weird.
Big part of the reason.
I am cocky.
In your
you
head.
Need to be.
I know you need to be a little cocky. Like I'm a little cocky, but I'm not cocky like two people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
what do you
I'm
mean?
Not. I'm not a dick. Like no one would be like. Oh,
I am
she's
a dick.
Such a. I don't think that about you. No. You have a genuineness.
You
to
are,
you.
But in a good
my
way.
Genuine dick. I'll tell you, it's true. That's one of those things that I'm just being honest about.
Yeah.
I'm a dick. I'm gonna talk a lot of shit.
This is a safe space. It's okay.
Yeah. Feels like it.
Do you get called out on being a dick?
Huh?
Do you get called out on being a dick a lot?
Yeah. Well, I'm a dick because like I'm spoiled is what it is.
Okay.
I'm spoiled. I'm like.
Because your comedy career took off quickly?
No, I was spoiled before that. That's why my comedy career took off quickly, I think. Because
well,
I would,
it worked.
I would like.
How are you spoiled?
Well, I'm spoiled because I think that the world should stop at my.
Everybody bow down.
Just talking shit.
You're like the Beyonce of comedians or
no,
something?
No, I'm just talking shit. No, but seriously, that tweet, it got way out of hand.
I know. I want to look it up so because we're referencing a lot of things that we know about, but I don't think everyone necessarily knows about, even though we think the comedy community is the most important community.
Yeah.
So I just want to catch
God.
Everybody
There's
up.
Nothing worse than comedians talking about comedy.
That happens a lot.
That's what most podcasts
happen a lot.
That.
Are you a dick to girls?
No, I'm not addicted to girls.
What
I'm
do you like to
really,
date?
Really sweet to
but,
girls.
Do you? But you cheat.
I like assholes.
You like fucking assholes?
I like fucking assholes if like they like the assholes fuck.
Right, because sometimes it's like, oh, I think she's crying.
Yeah.
Wow, you really took
and
that literally. Okay, so let me just read the tweet so we know what we are addressing. And I know you've heard this a million times, but
oh shit.
Sorry, I.
QNBC PR.
He said, I want to apologize to all the women that I've harassed with statements like hi or have a nice day or you're beautiful. I can't imagine what that must feel like. The closest thing I've experienced is maybe when a girl recognizes me from TV and they say things like, ah, oh my God, SNL, 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 take a picture. I love you so much. What's your name again? Thank you. Wait, say something funny. But even that is nothing like the harassment of having a complete stranger tell me to, quote, smile. Okay.
That is fucking hilarious.
No, it's not.
I haven't heard that in so long, and God damn it, that is a perfect joke right there.
A perfect
that
joke?
That is a perfect joke.
No, it's not. It's,
you know what it is? It's taken...
George Carlin just rolled over to Jay.
It's taken the dog's nose.
Patrice is
and
like...
But did it... Look, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You think Patrice is on your side for that one?
Not on my side.
No, here's the thing about women.
Please tell us.
Enlighten us.
I knew that was the...
We're both leaning forward.
Can I get six more glasses of water?
You don't deserve it yet.
Yeah.
You got to earn it.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't deserve the first
one. What about us?
No, women have this thing where everything is... Like, everything has to be called out until it's them.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
That's all I'm saying in that too. So I'm saying, oh man, I can't imagine what harassment is like.
Right.
But your harassment is special. Like, female harassment is special as opposed to any...
Right.
I talk about it on stage and it always gets laughs.
Yeah. Well, you're
because
you,
Because I know
so.
How to... No, I'm not me to... When I go on stage, people say I may vaguely look familiar a lot of times. Not everybody watches SNL.
No, you're you as a Michael Che. You've been getting laughs long before you were on TV.
That's
yeah,
true.
You're an established comic. That's why you're on TV, in fact.
So I know how to tell a joke and I know right. I know Weird. A funny joke when I hear one. The thing about it, when you tweet something, though, you read your own content. That's why I don't tweet
There's
anymore.
There's no inflection in
There's
the tweets.
There's no anything.
Right.
It belongs to... The joke is in the responsibility of
who interprets it, who's reading it, which sucks.
It's not the comedian anymore.
You have no control.
When I'm on stage, I have control. I can pace it. I can set it up. I can go back. I can do all this thing to everybody at once, collectively.
Right. Mm-hmm.
On Twitter or on Facebook... Each person is reading what they're... And it's not a joke anymore. It's a statement. And people are attacking the statement. It's not like this is a joke. They don't care that I'm a comedian. They don't...
Right.
Even comedians don't fucking look at it as a joke. They look at it as a statement. And, well, I gotta say some shit about
that. I
don't
like
it. Do you hate it?
I feel you must hate it.
Oh, yeah. Kind of gets under my
it's
skin.
It's fucking annoying. You
Especially
can't say shit anymore.
Comedians, because they don't... What comedians don't understand, and this is why I always say, like, listen, if a comedian does some shit... And it's in a joke form, not in real life, not like Cosby or somebody that's doing something in their personal life that's not.
Right.
If a joke goes wrong, you have to either shut the fuck up or stand behind it.
Right.
Because you're next.
But you apologized.
I didn't apologize for that.
You said I want to apologize for my last tweet.
Oh, that was sarcasm.
Okay. That's what I figured
it was.
And then you apologize for your apology. And then
I absolutely agree with that. Kathy Griffin always says I never apologize for a joke. And I don't think you should ever apologize for a joke. You can't. Because then it takes your credibility away.
Exactly. You can't apologize for a joke and you can't defend the joke.
Agreed. Yeah. Good.
Two things you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's two things that I fucked up. I should have just not said anything.
Yeah.
I should have just let it stay.
Well, even when The Onion called Annie Jr., what's her name?
Oh, Quvenzhané Wallace?
Yeah, when they ran that piece where they called her a cunt, which was,
that was hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so funny. And also,
really?
Have you seen her on the red carpet?
It's a joke,
calling a little girl
Jay.
A cunt. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
but if I say catcalling is bullshit,
no, that's not funny. That's not the problem.
But
see, when you explain it, like, women think their harassment's special. That's fucking hilarious.
So I think what rubbed people the wrong way about that tweet wasn't a woman issue. It was that. It was just like you complaining about being a celebrity.
I'm so glad.
That rubbed people the wrong way.
I'm so glad that
people get jealous and they get hate on you.
I'm so glad that you said that, because
that's the problem with that.
To a lot of people, people getting having like public somebody flirting with them all the time. There's girls out there that would love to be told that they're beautiful sometimes. So when pretty girls are saying, oh, every time I walk down the street, men just have to talk to me. They all want to fuck me.
Right.
Everybody, hello. Oh, stop trying to fuck me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Totally.
I'm sure your life is very hard.
Right.
Just being beautiful, walking down Harlem and having black guys say, God, you're beautiful. Oh, keep your dirty black eyes off me. Fuck you.
Well, black guys always bring it when it's with white girls, always bring it back because I'm black. It's not because you're black. It's because if a white guy was bothering me, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, too. It's just like white people stereotypically don't do that. They don't catcall as much.
Before that video, when you said catcall, the first thing I think of is white construction workers.
Construction workers. That's a very isolated thing. But like,
why is that isolated?
Because they're construction workers. That's one occupation.
They're only
white guys that like to fix things, like to harass women.
No. White and black construction workers, and Hispanic ones too, and Chinese people.
No,
but
Asians.
Their parents
Asians
don't like
construction
them
workers. What's up with that?
They're engineers. Yeah, they're engineers. Exactly.
Che is a Spanish name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know.
Che Guevara.
Boniqua.
No, that's Puerto Rican.
But I don't know the difference, so sorry.
Catcalling is bullshit, and you both know.
Here's what sucks about it.
What do you mean it's bullshit?
You ever have a bad day? Bad day.
Yeah.
You're pissed, right?
Tons.
You wanna go, you gotta go to CVS to get a medication. Uh-huh. Whatever the fuck. You gotta get contact solution. You're having a bad fucking day. You walk mm-hmm. 2 blocks to CVS. That's how far it is from my house. Mm-hmm. And some fucking dickhead goes, hey, nice sweet tits, mama. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't, and you don't say anything back because mm-hmm. you just keep walking. And then he calls you a cunt for not talking to him.
Right.
And then keeps yelling at you as you go. And you're like, I'm having the worst day. I just want to give him a contact solution. And then you got to go back because your house is there.
Yep.
That fucking sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's fucking, cat call.
That's miserable.
That's what I, when I think but of cat are you calling, telling I think me, of that.
Really, then how many examples of that was in that video?
Not a lot. She got followed. She got followed a lot.
Yeah. She got followed twice.
Bitch. Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, it's,
what did I say?
What Corinne just read?
Yeah. What did I say? Did I say anything about following women or harassing them?
No. You said, I gotta go get it on you about the smile thing. It's very demeaning.
Is it demeaning?
How the fuck do you know what's going on in someone's life that
you know how many times women have told me to smile when I was brooding in the back of a bar? Damn, what's wrong with you? Smile.
Girls shouldn't say that to men either. I'm completely on that side. It's an obnoxious thing to say.
It
in
is
general.
Obnoxious.
Smile. It's fucking obnoxious.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you, princess. Life is obnoxious.
Yeah, it is.
People are obnoxious, and you have to, this is a city full of obnoxious people.
No one's saying
that's
it's not
how
obnoxious.
It is.
And no one is saying that catcalling is the worst thing that ever happened to him. 39
cent check to the charity of poor white women who have to deal with obnoxious people.
But life is
that's
hard
life.
Sometimes.
But like,
Gary, when a motherfucker's telling me his sob story about how he got to get back to New Jersey,
yeah,
and
no
he just
one
needs
cares
$2
about
to get on the train.
Problem.
Please, brother, come on, brother, you come on, man, don't do me like that. God bless you. Please.
Listen,
that's
no
obnoxious,
cares.
But I'm not gonna make a video about how obnoxious it is to walk past homeless people asking me for money all the time.
Right, but you don't feel like your safety's threatened from that.
Why not?
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah. If a motherfucker's following you, asking you for money, you feel like, yo, man, I might have to punch this dude in his face.
Yeah.
Well, also,
I'm not saying that women don't have
I
a
get
right
what
to
you're
feel
saying.
Unsafe. I'm saying when you group with the harassment, there's
right.
actually guys out there that are harassing women.
Yeah.
That are actually following women.
Right.
That are
and
actually
like raping them sometimes.
But yes, there's actually that going on.
Right.
Show that. Talk about that.
Right.
Don't talk about the guy saying hello.
No, but this.
Don't put that in the fucking video too. So now we can't say hi either.
There are different levels of problems.
Hey,
though.
Smile, beautiful.
This
you
is like
beautiful.
Saying,
what's wrong?
This is like saying the only.
What the fuck is that?
This is like
that's
saying
the same thing.
This is like saying
it's not
well,
same thing.
AIDS,
thank you.
Sure. No,
thank you.
But listen,
annoying.
This is like saying, well, AIDS is the only thing we can care about because it's the most brutal, or cancer is the only thing. But there are smaller problems.
You're
like
not
comparing
catcalling to AIDS.
Does that mean that we, no, I'm not. I'm comparing catcalling to like asthma. Does that mean that we should because it's a lower level medical problem. It's like, no, you don't have AIDS, you have asthma, your life's not fucking over, but it's still a problem. So that doesn't
what
mean
is the
that
problem?
You can't address it. It means that we needed to shed some light that catcalling is not fucking appropriate and that women don't like it and it doesn't make us feel good and it should not. If a woman is getting her self-worth
it
from
never
catcalling,
makes you feel good.
Absolutely not. It makes me feel
so if you're walking
annoyed.
If you're walking down the street, Leonardo DiCaprio, if Leonardo DiCaprio says, oh my God, you are beautiful.
I don't, and I would
you'll be like,
if Leonardo
you?
DiCaprio
I would get annoyed.
You'd be annoyed.
Yeah, because I would be like, Leonardo DiCaprio thinks he's hot shit, and that, but that's just me.
If a guy that just looks like him.
A guy that looks like him.
A guy just looks like him, like, you are beautiful. So how the fuck do you meet men?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't like it. No, I'm very open.
I feel like there's something related.
I've never met a guy who told me I was beautiful on the street, and I was like, do you want to get some wine?
Have you ever met a guy
Michael,
that's
I don't want to meet men, though. That's what
I've
my
never
problem.
Met a guy on the street.
No, you've never met a guy on the street?
No.
Do you know that there's a huge,
I met guys in places, like actual.
Oh, so how do you
like
meet?
Like in buildings.
Well, how do you meet in a place?
Bars, restaurants.
Well,
they
what
come
do you,
up to
how
you.
Do you? And say what?
They say, hi, my name's Michael. And I'm like, okay.
While
and
you're then, sitting still. Never while you're moving. So you're saying that if you
no,
wanna,
while I was moving. Like, yeah, no, that's happened to me while I'm
so what is the difference
moving?
Between a guy saying hi?
The thing is, sometimes it happens so much. And you it's just annoying. That the hi and smile
it's
and
annoying.
Beautiful
it happens
is
all,
just annoying.
It's
that's
just,
all it is.
That's all it is.
But here's the thing.
That's all. I agree
right.
with you.
But
it's
I think a lot of people
too.
Didn't know that it
it's
was annoying and that
me.
It wasn't flattering.
This is why people got mad about that, mostly women, is because
a lot of people, namely guys, were like, it's not annoying. You shouldn't be annoyed by that. That's what annoys
me. Yeah, and don't tell
me
I shouldn't be what we should feel annoyed about.
I didn't.
We're annoyed, no, and we're just letting you know.
Of course it's annoying. It's very obnoxious to have people talk to you that you don't want to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you go through that all the time now, and it's only getting worse. I can only imagine. People
I really want to talk about your penis,
It's
Michael.
Not always annoying. Sometimes
it's not always annoying. No, of course
it's
not.
But that's my point. Right. It's not always that bad. So you can't tell people never say hi or hello to me.
Well, smile is 100% always annoying, though.
No, it's not.
Leonardo DiCaprio could tell me to smile and it would be annoying.
I've seen smile work millions of times.
And that's the problem, because women with low self-esteem, it works on.
Why do they have to have low self-esteem? Because they're different than you.
No, it's not because they're different. It's because
they like something that you don't like.
No.
If they're getting
their self-worth from that, that's the problem.
Yeah, but Corinne, you don't like...
It's not a self-worth thing.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Some women, you can't say that some women
some women during
low
this
self-esteem
debate
just because
said,
someone said smile to them and they thought it was sweet.
I think your Corinne's problem with it is the condescending thing.
It is
right, that's your main problem.
Well, no, and also a lot of women during this catcalling debate expressed that it made them feel better about themselves, and that if they went out one day and didn't get catcalled, they would question their sexual appeal, and I found that alarming.
But that's alarming. How a lot of people are.
Yeah, that's how people are, and that's alarming, and that's a lot of stuff
They're
that we've done with this podcast.
Like you.
That it's not about being like it. It's about just fucking loving yourself and going
Who
out.
Who says they don't love themselves just because they like a compliment? You don't want as a comedian, if no one told you were funny as a comedian, how would you feel? Would you still feel funny?
You still need.
Yeah, that's a little bit different because being a stand-up comedian, part of it is like getting laughs. Being a human who loves himself, part of it isn't getting.
Well, being attractive, part of being attractive is attracting people, right?
Hunting,
but
the game.
That comes from within.
Being attractive comes from within.
It starts there.
Look, no,
absolutely.
It's like if a girl,
you
have
to
not going
to
have
attractive.
Good sex if she doesn't feel sexy.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Have you ever been with a girl who just isn't? Has low self-esteem about like the way she looks, mm-hmm. and the sex isn't as good, but when a girl's just like feels good about herself, the sex is usually kind of better.
Well, what happens?
Do you fit behind that?
I agree with
that. Yeah, like a fat girl with swag.
But I'm asking you, well, what do you say to the girl that is... What do you say to the girl that's attractive that feels like she's not attractive?
But you got to figure that out for yourself.
That's a journey.
I have no right to be like, you need to feel better, because that's not going to work.
No, not feel better, but like what if you said, you are beautiful.
Well, who says you're beautiful?
If I said
just someone who thinks she's beautiful.
I think sweetheart is annoying. People you love and
what's the right word?
I don't know your name. It should be coming from people you know, love, and respect, not strangers on the street who know nothing about you other than what your face looks like.
Well, what if your face is the thing that we're talking about? I'm telling you, you have a beautiful face. I'm an asshole.
You should know that because you have a mirror, not because some dude on the street shouts it at you as you're walking by to the sixth train.
Didn't say shout it. I'm saying what if
gently whispers it in your ear as you go back.
Okay. I'm just saying I just want to know what the right thing is. I feel like everybody says what the wrong
and a lot of it is on the women too. That's the problem with slut shaming, catcalling, all these issues.
Slut shaming.
Yeah, this is the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Well, the slut shaming comes from the fact that, like, it's you know, the whole thing where when women
it's women
fuck
being
like
their own
men
worst
and
enemies.
Talk about sex like men, it's like she's a whore. That whole thing. No. That it's fading away, but it's still there.
At least it's like a known thing now.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
Maybe an hour ago.
Oh,
with yourself?
No.
With a lady?
With a lady.
Oh, that's fun.
Are you dating
her? Did you meet her last night?
I'm not dating her, huh?
Do
you have one-night stands?
No, well, this is actually someone that I saw a long time ago, and she hit me up out of the blue.
Oh,
it's 3 in the morning.
Was it good sex?
It was good sex, yeah.
What's your favorite type of sex?
Good sex.
Kinky? Do you have any kinks? I mean, yeah, that's safe to say.
I actually don't have any... kinks.
Do you have anything interesting that you like to do in bed?
I'm kind of a cerebral dude, you know, so I like girls that didn't start out wanting to have sex with me. If a girl is like super into me initially, mm-hmm. it's a big turnoff.
Really?
Yeah.
You like earning
bitches.
It.
Yeah, I like real fucking difficult.
Now, is it the attempt to see if you could turn it around that you like, or do you just respect a bitch?
You're just a hard worker.
I think I'm just a piece of shit that needs to make everybody like me.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I'm the same way with that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like, if you don't like me, I'm like, what the fuck is her problem?
Yeah, I gotta figure this out.
You're gonna fucking love me.
Well, it makes sense why you would love stand up because that's just a constant fight with the audience to make them love you.
It's why I do the kinds of jokes I do.
Yeah.
I always like to start behind the eight ball. I don't want to be easy. I don't like Clapter. I don't want to be on the right side of hipster, the right side of history. I don't want people to be like, yeah, that's what we've been trying to say this whole time. I want you to be like, wow, I never even thought of it that way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
You want to enlighten people, make
so
them think
about
shit.
So when I do shit like that and people are like, well, don't you dare. You're like, go fuck yourself.
You absolutely.
You know what I do for a living.
Make people talk. You never a dull moment with you. I feel like you have a little Andy Warhol in you, in that you like to kind of fuck with like the media and just like get a rise out of people, just because it's the whole thing is so stupid when you really think about it.
And I like the way you carry yourself about it, because you're very like, eh. It's like you press a button and you know everyone's gonna freak out when you press the button, and you're like,
well, because it's not so much that, is like I feel like we put too much reality and something that's entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and it's just entertaining. It's not. This isn't real.
Everyone
Twitter isn't real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not a real fucking
place.
But some
people live for Twitter.
These blogs are not real. These podcasts are not real. My act is not real. We're just talking shit.
It's fun.
We all have to go to work tomorrow and do things and that we don't want to do. This is just keeping our brains active. So let's not pretend that all this shit is live or die. And
I know.
And I'm gonna be angry.
Let's not quote someone's tweet as news.
Because your stance is different than my stance, and your stance is the problem with this, and it's all bullshit. Yeah. It's like we're fucking comedians.
Yeah,
everyone
needs to relax.
We're
and at the root,
the dream.
Entertainment is supposed to make you escape the shitty reality.
That's all it is,
and that's why it was invented.
At worst, you don't think I'm funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the worst. That should be the end of it. I don't think he's funny.
Is that
so? I'm gonna watch somebody else that I like, and that's it. And you don't have to be angry.
Absolutely
right. What is?
I got death
anything-
threats from. Twitter.
Well, death threats are off the
fucking
board now.
Larry O'Malley in fucking Oklahoma, sitting in his basement smoking weed all day, making a death threat. I mean, death threats are awful. They should be.
I don't
but
care
it's like,
about a fucking death threat. I'm saying that
so over the top.
I'm saying
it's
that
obnoxious.
This is how people react to certain things.
Right.
You see,
it's like everyone has a right to share their opinion. You know.
And they don't. Most people's opinions suck.
They shouldn't.
And that's why they're called opinions.
This is why I'm not on Twitter anymore.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
Yeah. People shouldn't. I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, I understand that because people
suck.
Can
we get matching t-shirts that say that?
No.
Do you watch porn?
I do, but now porn doesn't work for me anymore.
Really?
I watch porn for like comedic purposes.
Oh, really?
We've heard that a lot from a lot of comedians who I imagine are on the road jerking off a lot.
I like fucked up porn. I like to watch.
What?
I like to watch shit that. Yeah, I like to see titty boxing's pretty funny. I've been into that lately.
Wait, what's titty boxing?
Titty boxing is just.
I think I know what it is.
Some girl tied up and some dudes wearing boxing gloves and punching her titties around.
That's not what I thought it was. She thought it was two
breasts
bouncing against each other.
Just hitting each other with their titties.
No,
that's like a titty pillow fight. I think.
No, yeah. Titty boxing.
Titty boxing's more aggressive.
She gets off on it. It's fucking weird.
You've heard of punching bags. Now we have tits.
I like the machine
painful.
Porn. You know, the robot.
Oh,
dildos.
Yeah, I love that one.
That shit's hilarious.
I love that.
I can watch that all the time.
Yeah.
I like bloopers. Those are great.
Where can you get porn bloopers?
E-fucked.
Really? I like how you're like, obviously, for all your porn blooper needs.
They have website for porn bloopers? That's incredible.
Like, they have some fun shit on there, man. It's great.
Oh,
yeah,
I know what you're doing
it.
Tonight.
I can't watch
you
porn.
You gotta do it.
Can you laugh during sex? Can you like...
Oh, I laugh all the time during sex. Sometimes girls want to talk real dirty and they sound stupid. And I'll just laugh. Oh,
does it kill your boner?
No, it makes it harder. It's because it's like... She's bad at it, and it's funny to me.
You're a complicated fellow.
So thinking it's funny makes your dick harder?
Sometimes.
That's impressive. You're like,
I mean, I get
comedians.
Listen.
He loves comedy so much.
So
it
much.
Hard.
It makes your heart. It makes you hard.
It does. I mean, it's entertaining.
That's beautiful.
It's entertaining. Usually, everybody has a different story.
Right.
Right. Anybody you have sex with has a different story. So like, there might be a really nice girl that's doing something really filthy.
Yeah.
And then that's
it makes,
hot.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
hot for her. But if a filthy girl is doing something filthy, I'm just like, oh, you're just trying to be filthy because that's what
you
do.
So you see through everybody immediately.
I see through all that bullshit immediately. I want you to do what you didn't want to do, and now you're doing it. And you like it.
And now I'm right. in prison.
That's what
Guys
makes me
happy. Really like
yeah, it. Yeah, I might be on my way to prison.
We got an email from a guy about anal. About anal sex, about what turns him on is when a girl doesn't want to do it and she doesn't like it, but at the end she does like it and she wants it.
See,
like,
anal,
victory is mine.
That's where I draw the line.
Anal?
Well, no, with I don't like to.
Well, you don't want to push anybody.
Yeah, if you don't like anal sex, then I'm not.
Of
I don't want to do anal sex.
But you could. Do I'm stuff
gonna
give foreplay
you a thumb.
To leave up.
You'll get a thumb, but you're not gonna get
a thumb. Not a forefinger.
No, just, a thumb.
Up, thumbs up.
Yeah,
why a thumb? Your thumb's shorter. Well, you have a long thumb.
From the back.
Wait, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Right there.
You have a long thumb.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
No, you don't do that because, no, that's fucking stupid. Because you don't, nobody.
That's on the back of my truck.
No, yeah, that's better in theory. Thumbs are good.
Really?
Thumbs
are good. I've never had a thumb in my ass. Have you ever had a thumb in your ass, Michael?
I've never had a thumb in my ass.
Have you had
a thumb? Oh, I actually have had a thumb in my ass.
What are your thoughts?
Because sometimes when you put a thumb in some, this is the thing.
What happens?
When you have sex, if you're doing a good job, sometimes if someone doesn't know what they're doing, they'll just do back to you what you do to them because
right.
they'll think
yeah.
that's what you like.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
sometimes if I put a thumb in the girl's ass, she'll put her thumb in my ass thinking, oh, yeah, I like
competition.
It. You must like it, too, because you know to do it. And I'm like, hey, I'm not into that. But
you don't like it?
I don't like it.
What about a tongue in your ass?
No, I don't.
Like, you don't like ass play done
leave,
to
leave
you?
Leave my ass alone.
Why?
I don't know. I shit there.
So do they. So do girls.
So are you like self-conscious
yeah,
about the
girls,
cleanliness
shit,
of it?
We shit through our ass too.
You know what
spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen a girl shit?
I
me
have,
either.
Well, I have pulled back a dirty nail, but.
It's bound to happen.
It happens.
Bound to happen.
Oh, it's shit.
You can't expect not. Oh, you
God.
Can't expect it never to happen.
What you on for? I'm the one that bites my nails.
Ew.
But now
you're going to get a coli.
No, that's from bad chicken.
No, a coli you can also get from poop. Like when you have like swimming, if you swim in like a swimming pool that has a poop in it.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a turd in the pool. Everybody run.
I also think it's like, isn't when animals like poop and it gets in the meat too. I think there's a lot of, God, I gotta Google everything
that was,
during this.
No, yeah, I don't know.
So you don't like stuff done to your butt, but you'll do stuff to a butt if
done.
The girl
don't,
likes
don't
it.
Don't touch my butthole.
Have you ever gotten like tied up or whipped or?
I'm not into that either.
Are you a dominant or submissive or it's just
know.
Equal?
I mean, whatever we could fit in.
Everyone's equal
minutes.
In my bed. 7 minutes?
Seven minutes.
I'm really good at what I do.
But can
seven
you last
minutes
longer?
Is a long time, huh?
Can you go like 20? Sometimes girls want to go 20, but sometimes we don't.
Girls don't want to go 20 minutes.
Sometimes.
They want to say they went 20 minutes.
No, but sometimes we do.
Really?
Quickies are great. I love a quickie. I'd say like
quickies
10 to 12.
Fantastic. I'm a 10 busy
to 12.
Guy.
Right.
I got sleeping to do.
Well, could you
And
go-
I snore, so...
Really bad.
Ladies, really bad. It's super loud.
Do you
loud.
Have sleep apnea?
I don't know
do
what
it
is.
Do you give the girl earplugs? Or
no, I just fucking snore and hear about it in the morning.
Oh. Have you ever...
You don't seem like the type to care, though, that you kept someone up.
Huh?
You don't seem like the type to care that you kept someone up with your snoring, though.
Yeah,
Michael,
I get
you
that
were snoring.
Too.
I don't give a fuck. Like that's how that conversation goes in the morning?
It's more funny to me because I talk in my sleep, too.
Oh,
and
God.
Since I have the job, like, I get really, really stressed, you know. It's a very common SNL thing that we get nightmares about.
There's a lot riding on
you
being good.
Well, it's not even that. It's like you're just so like picture planning a wedding every week. That's what
yeah.
it feels like. It's that
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of stressful.
You start on Monday.
Yeah, it's not even like I'm gonna be fired. It's one of those you're at work when you're sleeping and you're thinking of sketches and you have a deadline and shit and you wake
everything's
up.
Everything's
like,
a possible joke.
Everything
yeah.
is stressful.
Yeah.
So it takes like a week or two to unwind from the job and not have these dreams. So sometimes I'll just start talking in my sleep and talking to characters and talking to
Stefan. No. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And they're like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is Stefan? And you're like, forget about it. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's
I
hilarious.
Wish somebody would tape me. Next woman, if you're listening to this, mm-hmm. that, you know,
next woman Michael
sex,
fucks. Yeah. Rip that recorder.
Which won't be. And I've stopped fucking new people.
Why?
Oh, interesting.
Well, fucking people that you already know is fun.
Well,
it's guaranteed. It's safe.
Yeah.
There's a girl I like.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you had sex with this girl yet?
I've had sex with this girl, and I like her, and I don't think we can be together.
Okay.
Why not?
We figured out that it probably won't work.
Okay. Cause personality wise.
Well, it's a lot of things. A lot of reasons. Personality, I'm just not ready.
Uh-huh.
And she's not ready.
You don't want to be tied down?
No, it's not that I don't want to be tied down. I just don't want to fuck up on somebody.
And it's a really
I've been a bad boyfriend for so long that I get really scared to be in a bad boyfriend to somebody that
have
I actually
ever
like.
Been a good boyfriend? Oh, have you been a good boyfriend before?
Never been a good boyfriend.
Why is that?
Well, because I
only... your brother told you to stick wax in a girl's pussy?
Well, when you grow up like around macho dudes all the time, like my brother's all, you know, alpha macho guys, and they, you know, you just see them with girls and girls and girls. I remember I have brothers like, well, come home from school at lunchtime with a girl and then go back to school and come back at 3 o'clock with a girl and leave and then come back like
damn
three. Yeah, like my brothers,
that's impressive.
Yeah, so you see this and they would brag about this, and two of my brothers, well, one of my brothers used to dance, and that's how he knows Dante, but it's a true story.
Dance, like what genre?
Like Chippendale
like,
dance?
Yeah,
like, or
yeah.
Like stripper. I'm a dancer. Oh, okay, stripper.
No,
got
no,
it.
No, anytime someone says dance very vaguely, they always mean stripper.
Dance.
I said it like a girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I dance.
Like if you're a real dancer, you're like, I'm into modern dance, but if you just say dance,
yeah.
It's trouble.
Point to toe.
Stripping. But yeah, so you see all this shit, and then when you get older, you start to live that because you think that's what
you cool learn what's important. In your environment,
yeah,
you get adapted to it,
and it's hard to be
so you,
good.
So you're growing wiser and older, and you want to be a good boyfriend.
No, I don't want to be a good boyfriend yet. That's why I don't want to be a boyfriend at all.
That's good. Well, that's good. So you're not going to fuck up anybody else's life in
exactly.
the meantime.
Exactly. Like I was bad to my girlfriend because I didn't like her, and I was fine. So like now, you know what I mean?
Why
like,
did you date her?
Huh?
Why'd you date her?
I don't know, because we were already
a badge
dating.
Of honor,
yeah, she was there.
We were dating, and then it becomes a thing. That's a weird thing. It becomes a thing of how much can I get away with?
Oh, and then what? That's a downhill slope.
That's
right?
That's a
it's
downhill
never gonna
slope.
Get better.
So like when you're dating a guy, right? If you're dating a guy and he's a piece of shit, but he mm-hmm. keeps asking for you back, it becomes an ego. It's
yeah.
a competitive thing. It's not that he wants you. He has to have you because he has to know that he can have you.
No matter how fucked up
he is. And that's what I was doing. I was being super, super fucked up. And I was kept pushing her to the brink. And she's like, I got to go. This is over. And I was like, no, you can't. And then she
because it was
stay.
A game. Yeah. Kind of. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I'm glad someone gave me insight on that. I've always wondered.
Yeah, thanks for shedding the light.
That's why guys do that shit.
That makes a lot of sense.
They go to the fucking end of the world to save you. And get you back because
it sounds so romantic to us in our head.
No,
that's why we're like, okay,
super shitty.
He loves me, so
it's super shitty. That's why I would always, when my girlfriend would cheat on me, that's why she cheated. I caught her cheating 5 times and wouldn't leave her because I was like, no, she can't leave me. It wasn't her cheating, was her leaving me.
Yeah, and then you lost.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I lose. I need to win her. I need her to not want to cheat anymore.
And it becomes not even about the person anymore. So that makes sense why you wouldn't like her, but you stay.
It's just a fucked up game.
I just learned so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a stupid person.
What is it? Do you think...
No, you're just fucked up.
Do you think you'd ever get married?
I was super fucked up.
Yeah, no, I get it. Oh, God, we've all done fucked up shit.
Do you think you'll ever marry anybody, or is that something you can't really say until it happens?
I don't... Yeah, it's one of those things I really don't know.
How old are you again?
It's really... I'm 31.
31. Oh, so you're young.
Yeah, I don't know, like... In 10, 20 years, I'll get bored. Maybe my dick will fall off, or maybe... You know,
I hope your
know.
Dick don't fall off.
My dick might fall off.
Yeah, carefully.
I'll forget
fuck.
How to make sandwiches.
My dick fell off.
I'll need somebody.
I don't know what'll happen. It's hard to imagine getting married and being, you know...
And people are so obsessed too, and I feel like this might be mostly a woman thing, but they set expectations for how they want their future to go, and they hang on to them, and then you grow up and realize that's not what I want.
Well, yeah, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having, you know, being a player. You're like, I want to be a player. I want to have all these girls. I want to have these girls. And then when you have all these girls, you're like, I don't want these.
It's exhausting.
I just want somebody.
I'm juggling
that's,
too many pussies.
That's cool. Like now I go out and I wish I could just be like on the couch watching Netflix or some shit. I was talking to somebody that's on the cast. I won't say who it is because they was dating someone that's mm-hmm. somebody. But we were talking about having a girlfriend, and, mm-hmm. and he was saying how, you know, when we were together, that's when I watched TV. I don't watch TV anymore because now I'm always out.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch TV alone. And when we were together, we would always be inside and we watched TVs, and I'd like a character that she didn't like, and, you know, we followed shit. We would binge watch it. And you're like, yeah, man, I used to do that too. Me and my girl, we would watch all types of shows. We watched Law and Orders and shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's on. Are you coming home? We would binge watch shit. I don't watch any fucking TV anymore.
Is that because you don't like being alone?
Yeah, no, I don't like being alone.
Yeah,
when you're,
I understand
when
you that. Do,
I love being alone, but I like being alone around people.
Yeah, I totally understand
I like being at a
that.
Party in the corner.
Yeah.
Like I'm, you know, like I like to be alone.
Alone together.
But I don't want to be completely isolated.
Well, and also for me, like, I feel like I don't watch as much TV when I'm single because it's like, for me, it's like, I equate that with laziness. But if I'm doing it with a boyfriend, I don't think it's lazy.
Quality
I'm like,
time.
It's quality time, yeah.
I just need people around. It's like when they say, like, oh, the blizzard's coming. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you got to get all
Bunker
the bread
down.
You could fucking have.
Put those ads on Craigslist for companions.
You're not going to eat that bread. Or you're not going to eat all that can. You're not going to drink all that water. But you want to have it. Just in case you want it. So I like being in a place where there's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And just in case I need to talk to somebody, I can just talk to somebody, but I'm probably not going to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So that's why I have so many snacks.
I totally understand that. I cannot be alone. I hate being alone. It's the worst. But then it gets to the point where, do you ever get to the point where you kind of crack and you're like, I'm around too many people. I just need to be alone for like 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
Sometimes it gets
uncomfortable.
That's all I need. I don't like super fans. It's like, super fans. And I don't like to be around people who want to perform for you because they know you do comedy.
It's so fake. It's so fucking fake.
Sucks.
But I mean,
and it happens. It comes along.
New York is cool though. Like for the most part, for the most part, people kind of leave you alone. And it's pretty cool.
What's some the weirdest thing a fan's done? Do you ever have fans like touch your butt?
The weirdest, you know what? People do weird shit, but the weirdest thing I think that like kind of creeped me out the most was this lady tweeted. Like we were at a bar and I was sitting next to her and she was just would not stop looking at her phone. Right. She and I'm like, oh, this is just some chick that just does
everyday lady
thinks I want to fuck her and won't make eye contact.
Basic bitch.
So she's just on her phone and I look on my phone and she's like, I look at my Twitter and she's like, oh, my God, I think I'm sitting next to Michael Che from SNL. And I'm like,
just say hi.
It's not.
It's weird.
So it creeped me out so much that I left.
That is weird. Yeah.
And then she told like the bar. So because that bar is like in my neighborhood. I always go to that bar.
It's one of your bars
it's
that everyone knows
bars.
Your name.
It's one. It really is.
Cheers.
Which is
you're in Cheers. Your whole neighborhood.
I got like four Cheers.
But you created that.
Well, you like to drink a lot, we heard.
I'm a fucking
well, you're really fun. I think you're fun.
I am
You're fun to talk to.
I'm funny.
You're really funny.
I think
real
like
is your appeal that you're real more
Yo,
than
Michael
like,
Che. So
more than
real.
Like you're like the life of the party,
right?
I'm honest. You know, I don't like. People
I like that,
that
you lend your opinion. Like you're witty in conversation. It's really fun to talk to because you don't talk about lame dumb shit.
I do.
I mean, with you, I've never had a conversation with you. Like when we were at Stand Up New York and we went upstairs and smoked, like we had a good conversation.
We had a great conversation.
And you made some funny things. I'm like, you got to do a bit like the autism is a white person thing. That's fucking hilarious.
Only white people get those kinds of diseases. It's true.
And then it got a little dark because you're like, because no one recognizes illnesses in the black community. And
yeah,
I was like,
that's boys in the hood.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I got another joint.
Yeah, nobody. So, you see that? Nobody wants to hear other people's.
No, problems. I do want to. I mean,
this doesn't smell like me, by the way.
What do you
what
smell
do you,
like?
What is
I don't
the
know.
Scent
I smell okay. I smell good.
I've never hugged you and smelled something bad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Does anything offend you? When was the last time you were offended? Or have you ever been
I'm offended by fake outrage. When someone's pretending that something's important and they know it's not important.
Yeah.
But it's part of their job to make it important.
That's everybody in America right now.
That's exactly what happened when everyone was writing articles. When you deleted your Twitter, there was a Bustle article. And Bustle's like a feminist type, you know. But they go, Michael Che deleted his Twitter. It's probably for the best. I'm like, shut up. You're being catty. Like, it's a shitty response.
They're right. They're right on the money. That's actually an accurate headline.
Yeah, but they didn't say, like,
well,
I don't know. In the whole article, I'm like, just
maybe. I think
what's
they were
the
implying because Michael was getting himself into trouble, not because he wasn't funny, though.
No, because they said but that then, you weren't.
I
was. Well, that was like a slap. But I think I really wasn't getting myself into trouble.
I really wasn't getting myself into trouble. It was more.
Well, I mean, you said you had a NBC talk to you about your right.
Oh, really?
About your tweet.
The PR.
Human, yeah, whatever.
Well, the thing with SNL human people is...
I don't know who's talking to you.
Very few SNL people are, like, known for their opinions. You know what I mean? Because it's just they're known for being really funny.
Very few people, so people period, took that. Are known for their opinions. Because
very
to,
few people have.
If you listen... Well, it's not... They don't
Everyone
have.
Has one.
There's a collective... Like a, there's a collective opinion.
Uniquely
that
theirs.
This is wrong and this is right. And mm-hmm. then there's, like, a there's like two distinct sides...
And then you're hashtag team A or hashtag team B,
and
basically.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
no one wants to be in the middle. It's like 10, even comedians. Like you listen to a lot of people's acts and you're like, this shit will work here and it won't work there.
Yeah.
And that should have worked there, but it won't work here. And nobody wants to fucking look outside of the box and see why these two are actually the same guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Why you're the same kind of prejudice as the people that you're mad at.
That's true. No one wants to look inside themselves
Nobody
and see the darkness that lives
shit.
Within.
Nobody wants to know that Jezebel is as prejudiced as Fox News.
It's, oh, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
They contradict themselves with some of the articles that they write. And it's like, I thought.
And I hate stuff like that.
There's no one setting a good example.
It makes everyone, it makes the whole like feminist movement lose credit when they're those crazy fucking articles.
Feminist movement, man. It's the 90s. What the fuck?
It's the 90s?
You know. Post-90s.
Those shoes, I thought it was.
Hey, it's 80s.
He's been performing with Jordan, Molly Shannon all week. He had no idea. He had no clue.
We have to rap. Anything you want to last words?
I'm not rapping. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean
Did rap, you really rap? Think?
No.
Okay.
Well, now it's the time of the podcast where we all freestyle.
Every time we have a black guest, we ask him to rap at the end of it. All right?
What is there something I'm supposed to do to end the show?
No. You're supposed to come up with a freestyle.
I want to say thank you guys so much for... Oh, I was supposed to come up with an exclusive joke?
Okay. Can you? You can.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I think there was like two jokes
You can just praise us
there.
Real quick.
There was like two moments in it that was funny.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. It was.
There was like... I mean, this is mostly fast forwardable, but there's like two moments.
Thanks. Glad you gave it your all.
It's me. It's me. I'm saying it's me. I haven't been the best guest. I yelled at Corinne for about 14
That's interesting.
Minutes.
I want to hear that.
I talked about how horrible of a boyfriend I am.
We yelled at each other, Michael.
This is about fucking. And
which I knew was going to happen before you sat down. So
really? Yeah.
I kind of knew where the conversation was going
You knew
go.
That I was going to yell at you?
I knew that was going to happen. I was also yelling. It wasn't like you were reprimanding me like a child because I would kick you in the fucking face. Love
Always got to land with a stick.
Well, I mean, I don't want him getting off like, oh, I yelled at you, Corinne. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
No, I know you're not. Neither am I.
Right.
And that's why we all get along. This has been
you
real.
You guys have to understand that this thing with me and Corinne is for real.
I know. Because she's
serious,
the only person you respond to. People can write dumb shit
thing.
On your social media and you'll respond to her. Like,
no, it's you know what it is? It's because it was what... I remember... You said you. I don't remember what you said, but I remember why it pissed me off now. Because now I remember what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
And it's just that thing of don't you leave comedians alone. You have to let comedians bomb, even if you don't like the joke. You have if as
well.
A comedian,
I didn't know it was a joke. Was the
to,
part of the problem?
Even if you don't know it's a joke,
so
you
just don't. You can't let comedians.
Let them.
You
bomb.
Can't
let
comment on anything comedians say.
Let their statements bomb.
But sometimes you say things that aren't jokes on Facebook.
You gotta let it bomb.
Safe to say, we can assume everything you say is a joke, right?
99.
Well, now we know that.
Now we know.
Unless it's like my grandma.
So whether or not it's, but I feel like even that could be up for interpretation.
If you put that on your status,
now
I
I'm confused.
You.
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Well, I mean, I'm a comedian.
Well, you should like call your relatives.
And also, it's weird that you keep having to say I'm a comedian. I'm confused.
I am a comedian.
I know. Well, but I know that about you.
You're a comedian,
comedian
first.
Michael Che.
So we. Comedian first, human second, Michael
Especially
Che.
Especially if you see the heat. When you see the heat coming and then you get on the side of where the heat is coming from, you're like, it's not good. That's dirty pool. Because there's
a pool with a turd in it. Yes. You're going to get Ebola.
Is it Ebola?
No, E. coli. What'd you say?
E. coli. No, I checked it. It is. It's mostly when water gets contaminated.
Something.
It's like when animals shit in the water.
If a person with Ebola shits in the pool, you get Ebola, kind of.
No
Ebola is way different.
There's no pools in West Africa, man.
They're called rivers.
Ebola is a different thing. A coli is dookie
They're
in your meat.
Mud pit. Is that what they call you in bed?
Dookie and Lemmy. Dookie on a phone, maybe.
Can we make that a thing, but it's only when Michael Che's dick's in your ass?
Ladies.
And a very few people will be able to say
if
it.
If you're ever unlucky enough to get my dick in your ass, this is what you tell me to make me giggle and finish.
Dookie in the meat.
I'm going to send a whisper in your ear.
Dookie in the meat.
Can you whisper? Wait, can you whisper in a British accent?
Dookie in the meat.
No, that doesn't work.
Does this go overseas?
Yes. Yeah. Fuck yeah. India represent.
For real?
Yeah. For real.
Over 200 countries.
They have internet there too.
I got stats.
Oh, it's like
a lot of people listen.
It's like wannabe from the Spice Girls. Oh. From country to country.
Not be a big deal. Like, we're pretty popular, you know.
Apparently, I didn't know. I don't follow podcasts at all.
Well, so maybe you should have done a better job.
The art of conversation.
No, I thought this was a good conversation.
I always have fun talking to you. That's
I didn't think you phoned it in until you said that you phoned it in. And now I'm like, what could we have gotten had you not been hungover?
Yeah, that's we'll never know, I guess.
We certainly won't.
It's always fun talking to you. That's why we're really excited.
You mean it?
Yes, I love talking to you.
Thank you.
You're really funny.
Thank you.
And it's just nice to talk to funny people.
Thank you.
That's why I talk to myself all the time. Anyway, where can we find you on Twitter? I don't really think we need to plug anything you're doing. Were you doing any dates? This coming out Friday. Are you doing any dates, tour dates that you want to promote?
I'm at Laugh Boston Friday and Saturday.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a great club.
If any of you Indians want to come out and
support Laugh
me.
Boston. Yeah, go see them. It's a beautiful club.
Awesome.
It is. I've performed. It's nice. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
I walked there like it was New York.
Coming over and talking to us. Did you have fun?
I did. I had a great time.
As he reaches for his coat and his
phone. He's got a gun.
Just no, kidding. I got... Oh, Wyatt just texted me street harassment in his video.
How appropriate.
I don't know what the video is.
Can he hear us?
No.
Who, Wyatt Cenac?
Just kidding. I was suspension of disbelief.
Erp.
Oh.
Wyatt Erp.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good okay. one.
Super all right. fast.
Good one.
What's your website for
my
dates?
My website is michaelche.com, I think.
And you put your tour dates on there, I assume.
Do people go to websites anymore?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. People work. What do you think work is? You go on websites all day.
God forbid we try to get you some more fans. We're just trying to... Just trying to let
this a lot of people have gotten, not that you want it, but a lot of people have gotten pussy from being on this podcast. We've had so many guy guests being like, yo, I fucked this girl that was so hot. She tweeted at me because she listened to the podcast. She was a huge fan. And then he showed me a picture. I was like, holy fuck, she's really hot.
Oh, really?
We have the hottest chicks who listen to this podcast.
So we do.
It's like mind blowing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so
I wish you would have told me
that's
that before
what it was.
We
wanted the real
I didn't
you.
Want some fake
hey, ladies,
swooning
you
motherfucking.
Know, I'm just kidding and shit.
All right.
And well, on that note,
who got pussy from this podcast? Be honest.
A lot of people.
Name names.
Danny Palmer, and he fucked a really hot girl. Like, I saw pictures. I saw the tweets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's probably listening now, so sorry. I mean, we're not going to say her name, but no. He showed me. He bragged about you, girl.
Ray Goots got, who's a virgin, got nudie pictures.
Yeah.
And a hot girl.
I think Joe Massey got.
Joe Massey?
Yeah, I think he got some pussy from
oh, okay.
A lot of guys. I'm telling you.
White guys.
No. Well, Mike Brown. Did Mike Brown get
Yo, Mike Brown has been.
Brown always gets
like a hit on a lot more than almost anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
And Campanelli probably got pussy off this too.
He did get
which
pussy
I'm sure he'll
this.
Tell us about in LA.
Yeah. So,
all right, guys, this has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Can't wait to get some pussy.
Give Michael your pussy.
Bye.
Bye.